Sukhoi Gar, fellow bronies. For my second episode, I thought I'd go back to the beginning and offer my perspective on the fall and redemption of Luna, and why I don't consider her and Nightmare Moon to be separate entities. To clarify, I do not believe Nightmare Moon to be a separate being that possessed Luna. Nor do I think the Elements of Harmony brainwashed her. If you do, that's fine. Your opinion is perfectly valid. It's just not one that I share. At the beginning of the very first episode, it is stated that Luna's bitterness transformed her. Her being possessed would contradict that statement. Of course, I'm a sucker for redemption stories, so I'm very biased towards this interpretation. A lot of people say she must have been possessed because she returned to the good side too quickly. But sentient minds are very complex and varied. I think it's possible for someone to change rather quickly, given the correct circumstances.